Well, the hours dragged on and still no drover. The afternoon sun got blistering hot and the wind blew sand in my eyes. Along towards the end of the day, I was feeling mighty weak and thirsty and decided I'd better give up waiting for drover. I mean, it might take him another half day to find me. So I pushed myself up on all two legs, I was packing the other two, remember, and limped over to the front of the saddle shed door, where the cowboys were sure to find me when they shut down for the night. It couldn't have been more than 10 or 12 steps, but it took all my energy just to get there. I flopped down, curled up in a ball, and waited. Sure enough, at sundown, Slim and Loper came along and put their saddle horses up for the night. I was in perfect position. They couldn't put their saddles up without seeing me there, and I felt sure that once they saw my wretched condition, they'd give me some well-deserved sympathy and maybe carry me down to the gas tanks. Slim pulled off his saddle and came up to the door. His eyes were red with dirt and wind, and he looked tired. "Move, Hank. I gotta get in." I lifted my head and whapped my tail and whined. Figured that would give him the hint that I was stove up. He opened the door, stepped over me, and went inside, dragging his saddle. I took a lick from all four cinches and both stirrups, and I mean that last one hurt. Then Loper came. He looked down at me and muttered something under his breath. Then he tried to walk over me and stepped on my tail, and so naturally I yelped. "What's so bad about that? I mean, my tail's alive, and when you step on it, it hurts. And when it hurts, I yelp." Seems reasonable to me. But Loper stumbled, and I guess he got sore about it. "Hank, for crying out loud, you have to park yourself right in the middle of traffic?" Slim came over to the door and looked down at me. "He acts like he don't feel real good." Well, at last we were getting somewhere. I whapped my tail just to let them know that they were on the right track. Then Loper said, "If he can't whip these dogs anymore, he's going to have to learn to stay out of fights." They stepped over me and closed up the shed. "If you can't handle Billy's dog, then next time he comes around, you better go to the house, you hear? When your body fails, you have to use your brain, if you got one." That's the kind of sympathy you get around this ranch. All they expect is a 24-hour day, a perfect record, and a pint of blood every now and then just to prove, oh, well,